Hello, everybody. I'm here with Jens, who is a German tourist, and he mentioned to me that not long ago he traveled to Romania and he had some great experience, you know, visiting there. And I thought it might be a good idea to learn more about his travels. So, when was that, Jens?
It was like 2 years ago in May. It was already pretty warm, and we just decided to travel the east of Europe. Got the 22-year-old Mercedes-Benz, which was a gas hog, as you can imagine. And yeah, like, made our way down, crossing Austria, Hungary, Romania, and then finally a little country that is not really known, which is called Moldova, like east of Romania. Well, and all the way back. Yeah, like, as we spend most of the time in Romania, like, we thought about recording this little audio interview, like, of like the highlights of the trip.
All right. So when, how did you like plan your trip? How did you come to go there?
It was a pretty funny story, actually, because, you know, like, there are these documentaries on television that are about like foreign cultures and politics that's going on in countries that are not yours. And we saw this thing on this documentary video, which is like a 20-minute lasting thing about Moldova, and we didn't know at all that the country existed, and we didn't know how life was there. And
thought, like, so okay, Moldova was the final destination.
Yeah, Moldova was the final destination, exactly.
The trigger.
Yeah, the trigger. And we were like, okay, that seems interesting. And like, we just switched out the television and we're like, okay, let's go. Let's do not think about it, just like get a car and get going.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty like spontaneous.
How many people were you? Like,
we were four, but then, you know, when it comes closer and then when it comes to like pay things for the car, buy things and like get spare weeks, then people, like, as we say in German, get cold feet. That means, yeah, like,
what's the German word for cold feet?
Sorry?
How do you say that in German, cold feet?
Kalte Füße kriegen.
Oh, it's kind of like, it's like literal translation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So like, we ended up being two of us, which was more convenient actually, because like, being two, you have more space. Being two, like, you have less opinions.
Less votes.
Yeah, it's like easier to organize.
All right.
But still, all of us paid for the car, which was pretty nice of the other two guys.